The Rancho Landscape. The mission system came to a close when Mexico gained its independence from Spain in 1821, and the territory of California, along with the missions, came under Mexican rule. The power and wealth of the former Spanish missions was resented by the new Mexican government, leading to the secularization of the missions. Large tracts of mission lands were granted to settlers for use as ranchos and the grazing of cattle, figure 6. Francisco Sanchez, who had been a captain in charge of the Presidio of San Francisco and later served as alcalde, a post similar to mayor of San Francisco, dry 1985, was granted the 8,926-acre Rancho San Pedro in 1839, the same area that Barcena and Dejaro had been petitioning for. The rancho occupied most of what is now the city of Pacifica. Sanchez built his home on the site of the old Asistencia of San Pedro. San Pablo ruins along San Pedro Creek, possibly using some of the adobe bricks and foundation from the abandoned mission outpost. Little detail is known of the day-to-day life on Rancho San Pedro. However, a picture can be drawn from descriptions of life on other ranchos in San Mateo County. The major rancho industries were the production of cowhides, tallow, and wool. Hides were considered the most valuable part of the cow, and along with tallow were second only to gold and silver in terms of economic importance. Hides were used to make shoes, saddles, bags, pack harnesses, and strapping, while tallow was used in soap, candles, cooking, and as a lubricant. Fences were not built to demarcate rancho boundaries, and cattle grazed freely on the open hillsides, frequently falling prey to roaming grizzly bears. Once or twice a year, rodeos were held by each rancho. Cattle were rounded up, branded, and animals from neighboring ranchos returned. The matanza, held in springtime, saw the slaughtering of cattle out in the fields, with skinners going from carcass to carcass and removing the fat and hides. Meat was not a major product and, except for what was to be consumed on the rancho or sold to San Francisco, was left in the field to rot. Figure 6. Ranchos of San Mateo County, Stanger, 1963. After skinning, hides were staked over the ground to dry in the sun. Tallow was made by melting cattle fat in hides stretched over a fire. As the fat cooled and congealed, the hide was bundled up, creating a tallow-filled pouch. Grizzly bears, lured by the scent of the cooling tallow, eagerly stole what was left unguarded. Mexican control of California brought an end to the Spanish trade restrictions with the United States, and bundles of hides and tallow were loaded on U.S. ships at beaches along the coast in exchange for American goods. Because these items were bartered and not sold, the rancheros were not monetarily wealthy. Rather, their wealth resided in their land and large property holdings. Mexican rancheros, like the Spanish before them, took advantage of the grassland landscape they found, and parts of the coast appeared as one large pasture, according to travelers during the 1820s. A surgeon aboard a British ship in 1826 likened the coast between San Francisco and Monterey to an English nobleman's park, where herds of cattle, horse, and sheep grazed on rich pasture. An 1827 passenger traveling between Santa Cruz and San Francisco described the coast as one continuous pasture, again commenting on the immense size of grazing herds. Several decades of roaming cattle and sheep led to overgrazing of the hillsides and the introduction of non-native plant species, further altering the landscape created by the Olón. Wild oat, wild mustard, and wild radish were the most abundant of these introduced species, and their presence was most noticeable in the spring, when the fields and hillsides turned yellow with flowering wild mustard and pale purple with flowering wild radish. It is probable that the cattle deteriorated stream banks and damaged riparian vegetation along the coastal creeks as well. Both siltation of streambed gravels from bank deterioration and loss of shade from damaged riparian vegetation would have had a negative impact on the steelhead that used San Pedro Creek and its tributaries to spawn. Crops were grown mostly for rancho use and not as trade commodities. Coast ranchos grew grains and vegetables, including wheat, corn, beans, pumpkins, flax, peas, onions, peppers, and possibly fruit trees such as apple, peach, plum, and cherry 4. As with the cattle in the hillsides, large numbers of alien plants accompanied the cultivation of these crops. The rancho landscape of the San Pedro Valley probably looked like other coastside ranchos described by Miller. On the site of a former Olone village and mission outpost, a large two-story adobe home and accompanying outbuildings now stood. The house was constructed with an overhanging roof to provide shade in summer and to protect the easily eroded adobe walls from rain in winter, figure 7. Fields of corn, beans, and other crops might have been planted in the bottom lands along the creek, and wheat on the hillsides, protected by fences made from live willow posts. Sanchez allowed some of his friends to settle and farm in some of the smaller valleys of his rancho. A small check dam may have been built upstream from the fields, along with a system of ditches to provide irrigation and drainage for the fields. When Sanchez built his house, the creek meandered a few feet below ground level. While Sanchez's 1,000 head of cattle and hundreds of horses and sheep freely grazed the treeless hillsides above San Pedro Creek, the grasslands were subtly changing in appearance as European annual grasses replaced native bunch grasses. Although Americans had been slowly drifting into California since Mexico gained political control of the area, they did not have a major impact on San Pedro Valley until after the United States War with Mexico, the incorporation of California into the Union in 1848, and the Gold Rush of 1849. Land was a prime commodity, and although the United States promised to guarantee Mexican land claims, it was up to the Mexican property owners to legally prove ownership. Rancho boundary lines had never been accurately surveyed and recorded. Rather, features such as rock outcroppings or large trees were used as boundary markers. Squatters staked out claims on rancho lands. Defending property rights required the Mexican rancheros to hire lawyers, resulting in long court battles in a legal system hostile to them. Because the rancheros were land rich but cash poor, American bankers and lawyers often took title of rancho lands in exchange for helping the Mexicans prove their property ownership. Despite these barriers, Francisco Sanchez managed to keep Rancho San Pedro intact until his death in 1862. Figure 7. Sanchez's old adobe house as seen today at the Sanchez Adobe County Historic Site, photo by author. With United States control of California came surveyors, and for the first time, reasonably accurate maps of San Pedro Valley were produced. The earliest of these maps is the map of part of the coast of California from Point San Pedro northward, done by the U.S. Coast Survey in 1853. San Mateo County historian Alan K. Brown used this 1853 Coast Survey map as the basis for a map recreation he produced while researching the history of San Pedro Valley, Figure 8A. The major map features are the unnamed lake at the mouth of the valley, a large area of dashed lines surrounding the lake and heading up San Pedro Creek, almost to the site of the Sanchez's adobe, and a slightly smaller area of curved line work that extends east of the lake. The dashed lines are possibly the extent of the marsh, or sausal, that the Spanish explorers had noted in their diaries. The curved lines are labeled a willow swamp by Brown. However, the early Spanish explorers' diaries and reports from Mission Dolores do not mention a willow swamp covering such a large extent, but only make reference to a small willow wood close to the lake. It is possible that the willows, and most likely alders, grew after the outpost was abandoned. Brown, 1962. Curtailment of frequent grass fires set by the Olone and the lack of extensive farming in the valley after Mission Dolores moved its farming operations east might have allowed the willows to establish themselves. Collins et al. Also reports that increased sediment deposition into Lake Matilda and the Sausal as the result of agricultural practices may have created the formation of a small delta, aiding in the spread of the willow swamp. Brown's map also shows the road that led out of the valley to San Francisco, as well as a trail that heads up and over San Pedro Mountain. Alan Brown also made a detail from his recreated Coast Survey map, on which he shows the locations of some of Sanchez's rancho features in relationship to current street positions, figure 8B. There are two irrigation or drainage ditches shown exiting entering San Pedro Creek east of the adobe. Also of note is Brown's rough sketch of the present-day location of San Pedro Creek, showing that the creek has been straightened and forced into a more southerly course he produced from that map with present-day streets added, since the 1850s. He also shows the location of the major Olon shell mound found at the site, remains of the village Pruristac. Figure 8A and B. Portion of Brown's recreated 1853 U.S. Coast Survey map and a detail of the Sanchez Adobe site.